Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor the progress of Barry in the Gulf heading towards Louisiana, some of that tropical moisture will be affecting our forecast. For today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tropical downpours at times. High temperature today, 91, only in the upper 80s over the weekend. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of the tropical weather action, plus push notifications for watch and warnings by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Wetumpka Police Department will soon have a new home. The department is moving into a vacant Wells Fargo building after their original building was destroyed by a tornado earlier this year. Renovation should be complete sometime in November. A $10,000 reward is now being offered up after authorities say a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. Authorities say it happened after the post office was closed on June 25th. They're also rewarding those with tips on people who may have items that were stolen from the post office. You can call in those tips at 1-888-876-5322. Well, finding parking in downtown Montgomery just got a little easier. Officials announced a new app Thursday. It makes it easier for you to find free spaces and pay for additional parking time without having to rush back to the meter. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached, head is matted black, got the bushes black to match, riding on a horse.
All right, couple things. One is this has become a Friday anthem.
I've been in the valley, you ain't.
But I don't know how long we can do this, because the song is running its course.
I was actually really worried when Dave brought up the possibility of it being over on Wednesday.
No, it's not over. Not over. But it's...
But there is one that's Presta. Coming. It's there Presta. Is one that's coming up under it.
These things have a life cycle, you know.
It's new.
And I've noticed that when little girls do the clapping thing that they do,
yeah,
when they start doing it to a popular song, like especially a rap song,
the song's over.
It's kind of a like signal that adults probably, you know, listen to it too much.
Probably about ever. The rules on Friday are there ain't nairn.
Ain't nerding rules.
They ain't nerding.
I can go along with them.
Well,
but I usually break rules, though.
I was going to say.
There you go.
There are no rules to break on Friday. There are no rules to break on
no
Friday.
No rules to break.
The mayor of Pentlala had to step out. The mayor of the great city of Montgomery is in. And you know, you had a mayoral counterpart coming in the room?
The Pentlala?
The Pentlala mayor.
Oh, listen, man. He's a good guy.
You guys do a lot of high-level mayoral discussions.
Listen, Penn Law, it's just zero. It's just zero. That's all it is.
They pool their money for economic development, you know.
Please explain.
Yeah, what does it just zeros mean?
A $5,000 budget versus a $500 million budget.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I thought you meant everyone when Pit Lala was zero. Right? Like, hell, I used to live there.
$100 million here, $100 million there. Now you're talking about real money.
All of a sudden, you got $300 million.
That's right.
I had a...
Friday's TGIF.
Yeah.
We keep it very lighthearted.
Well, you know,
funny
there's a corollary to TGIF.
What's that?
GDIM.
Easy. Can we say this on the radio?
Gosh darn.
The English have their own version. It's
which
called
is?
Poets Day.
Which is what?
Yeah.
Piss off early, tomorrow's Saturday.
And you allow that on this
G-rated
radio? No rules. I'm sorry. Well, no rules.
Colloquially, it means like leave work early.
That sounds so formal and classy. I got it.
I'm explaining for the audience, sir.
I got it.
If you could read the complaints, the formal complaints we get via certified mail.
A lot of complaints.
Into this station, you would understand that is light.
Have you ever been reprimanded and said you're going to lose your opportunity to host the show if you keep on this foolishness?
Not from the station or the
anybody
FCC?
That counts. Anybody
no.
that counts.
No, no one that matters.
Not a single person who matters.
Well, you know how it happens, don't you? They don't listen to you.
Well, no, they actually. My biggest supporter sits downstairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really is. He's my absolute biggest supporter. We're referencing a very real situation. Somebody recently has complained and
well, he's a big fan of Todd's as well.
Yeah. We'll talk about the actual names of the people during the break. But somebody complained, prompted on by somebody else. Somebody filed a complaint and is filing a bar complaint against me over me calling someone a big pharma whore.
Well,
now if I call like
that sounds serious.
If I say that you are like I used this example the other day on the radio. If I say that you're down at the beach, and say you're the mayor of Gulf Shores, and you want to put in some oil derricks right there on the beach, right where 59 dead ends into the hangout area, you're gonna put two big oil derricks there, and I say he's a big oil whore. Am I talking about your sex life at all?
Oh, heavens no.
Exactly.
You're talking about a one-term mayor.
Populist Todd Strange joins us.
You know, that's how he's exactly right, because in Charleston, they elected a Democrat congressman in a solidly Republican district because the Republican refused to say that they wouldn't put that they wouldn't drill for oil off the shore.
Are you serious?
And everybody went nuts, and the other guy was like, yeah, we ain't doing that. And they were like, all right, they voted for him. It was the governor. It was Sanford's seat.
Oh, Mark Sanford.
Yeah. Huh. So
is he the one that lost?
No.
Oh.
He lost in a primary to some crazy person who wouldn't say that they wouldn't put.
Let me tell you.
Oil. I can actually sit on my balcony and count the oil rigs at sunset or
you
just
see that
after
far?
Sunset. Yeah. There are eight out there that I can see.
From where?
From Orange Beach.
Oh, Orange Beach.
And this would be really the mouth of Mobile Bay.
Big time.
You grew up in Gulf Shores. Would the citizenry go for oil derricks at the hangout?
Mm. You know what, though? And that was a touchy...
Not unless it's pumping beer.
Hey, you've got a $1 million idea. Hush your mouth. Dave, we got a new business model.
Do you have... do you have a condo in Orange Beach?
Yeah, Admiral's Quarters.
Okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. I live off of Highway 59 on Clubhouse Drive. My parents do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you drive here every day?
Yeah, I wish. If I could do that, absolutely.
She wakes up at 3 a.m.
Right.
Well, except to the extent there's a bad rain happening down there. I expect I'd be joining my wife. But
is she down there now?
No, she didn't go. We just got back from an international trip.
From a trip.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave, when I'd say, you know, we're going to go to Costa Rica, he said, go, you're going to the beach. You're going to the beach. Well,
it's true. He's not running. You're not running again. Right. So like,
my family, my two daughters and their husbands and my wife, we spent about 9 days over in France. And
how about that?
Did a river cruise. First time we've done a river cruise. And Dave wouldn't fit in that riverboat.
Yeah.
You ever been to France?
I have been to France.
I'd fit in France, but this time that riverboat.
I've never been to Paris, but I've been to France.
Yeah, we flew in and went down to Evian.
In Germany.
I didn't know there are other cities in France.
Well, there's...
Avion, Lyon, Paris.
We didn't go to any of those places. We went to Nancy is how it's spelled. Because it's like right across the German border. That was my dad's mom.
The Rhineland.
And he was like, yeah, we're going to go to France. Like, drove to France, got the
They still spoke German?
I've been to Italy, too. 100%. We went to a place where we were like, we want pizza, and they're schnitzel.
Yeah.
they still spoke German right. And everything in Italy. But I've been to both those countries, technically.
Well, that area of France is technically Germany. Yeah. Or it was. Until like 44.
You want to fight about it? Because I bet they
You'll
still
lose,
do.
Baron.
Yeah, they've already done that.
They'll take that fight.
Have any of you been to Normandy? You said you hadn't been to France.
I've not been to Normandy.
Been
no.
there. That is awe-inspiring.
Did you go?
Not this time.
My granddad spent some time there.
Did he come ashore?
In 1944.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Governor Ivey.
June-ish.
She was telling me recently that when she went over for the Paris Air Show and took the Economic Development Group, they went to Normandy. And her father, I think it was, came ashore maybe 3 days after.
The governor's father?
Yeah. Kay Ivey.
I didn't know that.
And I mean, it's all inspiring. I've been there two or three times. My youngest daughter's 13th birthday was held on the cliffs of Normandy back in the mid-80s. So if you get a chance, you just got to do it. You just got
to. You go
to
France a lot?
I've probably only been to France 5 times.
Wow. Please don't.
That's a lot.
Please don't do that.
You know what that reminds me of? Jay Leno told a great story one time. He was just taking over to Tonight Show. And he had somebody on. Let's just say Burt Reynolds. I don't know who it was. But it's somebody, A-list caliber guy in the 80s. And he said, what are you going to talk about in the next segment? He said, I don't know. He said, I've been car shopping. He said, what kind of car you want to get? He said, let's talk about that. It'd be fun. You know, rich guy, an A-lister, car shopping. I want to know how you do it. What kind of car are you looking at? And Carson said, you looking at a Ferrari? He goes, hell no. Everybody's got a Ferrari. He goes, no, hold on. You're not going to connect with my audience if you say everybody has a Ferrari.
And I was waiting for you to do that,
you know,
to me.
I'm not. I think I actually remember seeing that.
Yeah.
He ended up with a Ford, right?
Yeah, something like that. He went and got like just a normal car because he said everybody he hung out with had Ferraris. Exactly.
When you asked him that, how many times have you been to France a lot? I was like, if he says more than two, I swear to God.
Well, ask me.
I'm going to reach over this desk.
Ask me how many times I've been to Korea.
How many times have you been to Korea?
15.
Have you really?
Yeah.
All since you've been mayor?
Now,
no. I was ADO director as well. And since 2002, matter of fact, I got to be ADO director on like the 15th or 16th of November, and 2 weeks later on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, right?
We lifted off to go over there. And I'm going back. We're going back in October. Hopefully.
Cumulatively, I think I've probably spent more time there, though.
In Germany?
Korea.
In Korea.
Because I lived there for a year.
Did you? 365 days?
365.
I hadn't been there 365
Actually,
days.
Actually, it was like 356, I think, because we moved there on my birthday. We moved there on my 11th birthday in 1988, and then we moved home like 9 days before my birthday in 1989.
Your father was in the military over there?
Yeah.
Army?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice,
it's
Steve.
A businessman in Zaire.
Well, that's now.
That is our colloquial term for a member of the agency, Alphabet Soup Agency.
Hey. Well, listen, I was delighted to hear Dave talk. You know, he's been here for a while. When I'm on, he never talks.
Well, when I'm on, he never shuts up.
He must be growing into this job.
I'm just kidding, Dave. I would like you to talk more.
Oh, okay.
I'm with the mayor.
Okay.
The mayor. We have a phone call. I guess we can see who it is. Christy is in with us, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery's here. Dave Barron, of course. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, buddy. Mayor, how you doing today, sir?
I'm just fine.
Let me tell you, I am 2,000% behind you on this city ordinance about the panhandlers. Last time you were on, you described all the damn money the city had and the feds had to spend at Ann Street. We could have paved a lot of street for the luxury of the homeless people crossing over there. And there's so few homeless people here compared to big cities. I lived in Atlanta 15 years. Believe me, we ain't got nothing here. I'm outraged at the Southern Poverty Law Center for bringing this suit. And I want to ask you a question, and I would pose the same question to them if they would come on the radio. Do they have a shelter for poor people, homeless people, panhandlers? What does the Southern Poverty Law Center do for any of these people besides complain and go to court? Can you tell me?
Well, I think if I was them, I'd be saying, well, we're trying to protect their rights. There's a big difference between homeless and panhandlers. You know, panhandlers themselves, that's an enterprise. And I have seen panhandlers drive up in nice vehicles, get out, make $200 or $300 for a couple of hours, and then get in that car and go along. I actually had a lady who is always complaining about a particular female that is at the corner of the bypass and 85 coming north, and she gets out there and she gets up a pot, and then she goes to the beauty shop, gets her hair done, and comes back and gets it done. That's the kind of thing that we're trying not to have happen. Just because you're homeless.
Does Southern Poverty Law Center do anything for the poor anywhere?
Well, I'm not going to say they don't do anything, but they don't have any shelters. Obviously, we do have shelters.
Right.
We do
These
have shelters.
These guys are not interested in curing poverty, obviously. Have you proposed that as a rebuttal to these people?
Well, first of all, they've not talked to me. We've had a good relationship with the previous leadership over there, and when they've had some issues, they've called us. We sat down and tried to work them out. I got home on a Tuesday night, and I read a press release that they were going to sue, or likely would sue us, if we didn't do anything. I didn't have a chance to really respond. I didn't see the letter that they actually wrote till yesterday morning. But we'll hear them out. But at the end of the day, we do not want panhandlers. We don't want homeless darting out in the streets, and we don't want to have drivers and vehicles trying to avoid them and cause another wreck.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a security issue. It's a miracle nobody's been run over, hadn't it?
Well, we've had some people hit. So, you know, there's one that we always get called about at the intersection of the Southern Bypass and 65. You get off there, and he's got a little three-hole golf course right on the side of the interstate in the bank. And, you know, we get complaints that he hit the ball and hit some cars or something like that. Well, those are the kind of things that not only do they not look good, but they're safety issues that you got to be able to do with.
Southern Poverty Law Center need to concentrate on real problems in the world, and I'm sorry they bothered you, because I think you're working your butt off trying to solve ridiculous problems like that.
We'll get this.
Thank you for your service, Mayor.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, Red Top. Hey, he's preserved for all of eternity, too. I'll explain during the break.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. I want to. Where do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sponsor of your show?
No. Our number 272-9228. You didn't come by our. You didn't come by our party at Midtown Pete's Kitchen the other day. A little disappointed.
He was out of town.
I don't think I even got invited.
Well, you're always invited.
Matt didn't come in. I didn't invite you. I will next time.
Yeah.
We have them about every 18 months.
Well, now, I've come to some of those.
You have.
When was it, by the way?
Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday night.
MPK.
Barry's been on for 5 years.
Like this past Wednesday
night? Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Right. Oh, well, I didn't get an invitation. It may have come while I was out of town. I got back in town. Wednesday, my first day back.
Well, I've got fired.
You're on the next one.
All right, Midtown's a great spot.
Yeah.
Donovan.
Hey, killing it over there.
Yeah.
It's the crest. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Lots of twofers the last couple of days. I didn't mean to do this one.
That's my kind of music there, though.
Yeah, you like this?
That's got a lot of rhythm.
Jim Croce, the best. We mentioned Midtown Pizza Kitchen the other day.
No, you just mentioned it.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned the party the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen has award-winning pizzas, absolutely fantastic sandwiches, salads, pastas, and more. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get by there. They have two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, which you don't
Sister
favor.
Sister City. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, man.
But you love the Zelda Place location.
Let's put the screws to the mayor here. A really hard question.
All right.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
I knew it.
In Midtown?
The screws.
Lasagna.
Lasagna's the best.
Look at that.
It's the best
quick answer. He knows.
Is that what I had last week? The lasagna and salad?
Yes, for $9.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big pizza fan.
Right.
And if somebody's going to provide me a pizza, I just scrape the topping off.
Really?
I don't eat the...
Can I tell you something?
Really?
No,
she wants to go to lunch with you.
No.
Even the cheese?
She wants to eat the top.
Who's me?
I was at a remote yesterday. Dr. Sam, I'm going to put Dr. Sam on blast. He gets a piece of pizza, Papa John's pizza, eats all the toppings off of it, folds up the entire rest of it, and throws it away. Yeah. I was like...
That'd be me. That'd be me.
What did you just say?
Well, those are useless calories.
The bread?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, so you just...
But it's delicious.
Is there any taste in the bread?
Wait.
Well, it's an edible spoon.
I understand that, so that's why you eat it and then throw it away.
So you scrape the topping off and eat the topping?
Yes.
And then throw the rest of the pizza away?
Just like Dr. Sam.
Well, you know...
No.
And I'll let him answer this, but whenever you tell anybody the mayor's age, they're shocked because he looks much younger than he even is.
He could pass for 58 to 61.
And see, that's how you do that, is you don't eat the bread. You keep your figure in check, you know?
I'm not a big bread guy, but I love pizza.
I do, too.
You don't love pizza.
Topping.
You love cheese and sauce.
Okay. Well, let's take the freaky fast place. Won't mention it because they're
Jimmy
probably
John's.
Not. Yeah, right.
We like it so much.
You know,
they got a sandwich named after me, the Frenchie.
That's right.
Well,
how about it?
I get the umwich.
What is that?
It's wrapped in lettuce. Right?
It's wrapped in lettuce.
Yeah. Why that actually eat does all sound the
bread?
Good, though.
That sounds good. I don't like bread, and I don't eat a lot of sandwiches, so maybe I'll do
But their bread's really good.
Jimmy
John's
bread
is good.
But what you substitute for the bread is the mayonnaise. Yeah. You get more mayonnaise. It's more moist. Mm. It's moister.
I don't know.
Not sure. This is really serious stuff.
Well,
you know
this is Friday. You chose
really
to come on Friday, sir.
I'm really glad we're talking about this.
No, I think Tracy chose for me to come on Friday. I didn't even know I was coming until I looked at my schedule.
He looks at the schedule.
Yeah. He didn't know he was coming until Matt said, get in the car. We got to go somewhere.
Well, literally, that's right, because we were on a conference call. And he came in and drugged me out.
That's all right.
Don, that's the way it works. You're on the air with the mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I have a suggestion for the panhandlers and all. Have a police band go around and round them up, pick them up, and take them to the office of the Southern Poverty Law Center and allow them to panhandle in front of it.
It's a good answer.
You know what they do in another? You know what they do in another capital city?
What?
They buy them the cheapest bus ticket to the next state.
Excuse me. Don't say that because I know nothing, but I've seen them on the bus leaving here.
I said they do it in Trenton, New Jersey. That's what they do.
I'm trying to find.
I wasn't advocating.
That's why the police have miscellaneous accounts.
I'm not advocating that.
I am trying to find the greatest press release I've ever received, which is your press release the other day on the homeless issue, and I can't find it. It's in my. I'm going to read.
You'll find it.
It's great. I'm sure you saw it.
I did. I wrote it. I dictated it.
Okay.
Actually, I gave a concept, and somebody else wrote it.
You know how they call Georgia between the hedges?
Yeah.
I call this the Georgia press release.
Okay.
This is between the hedges. Mayor Strange has been out of the country, returned last night. Accordingly, he will neither veto nor sign the ordinance.
That's an interesting...
I have that option.
But will administratively delay its implementation at least 60 days. To hear and understand the concerns that have been raised and to work with the city agencies and to ensure a legal and fair implementation of whatever is ultimately decided. Listen to this next sentence. It's great. It's only a two-sentence press release. He understands people's rights, but is also concerned about the safety and harassing nature of panhandling, while at the same time being very sensitive to homeless issues.
Well,
I love that.
Isn't that a great statement?
That's the most political statement I've ever read.
And I don't even have to be political.
I know.
But it's the truth. It's the truth.
Well, you know.
It's the truth.
I read that, and I thought, that is...
Well, I am so glad to get information from one of the premier radio hosts, talk show hosts around. At least...
You proclaimed me thusly last year.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, wow.
You proclaimed
me. Well, you're not the mayor of the airways, though.
He's
the Grand Mufti.
I'm the Grand Mufti. You didn't know you had a Grand Mufti.
I did not. I don't even know what a Mufti is.
Oh, we have to go through this now.
Well, some listeners get it wrong, too, so it's okay.
Someone called me the Grand Muffin Top.
It was great.
Well, now, let's talk about Muffin Top.
Let's talk about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ever got the muffins and they got a little top?
He's
they got a little
actual muffin.
Yeah, we're talking about mushrooms.
George Costanza over here.
Yeah, you're talking about those little things that got the little tops on.
Right.
Well,
muffins.
Look, all you do is take it off and eat it and throw the bottom away.
They did a whole Seinfeld on that.
That's
stumps.
Only 2/3 of the calories.
They did a whole Seinfeld on that, and then they took all the stumps to a homeless shelter and they started throwing them back at them. We don't want your stumps.
That's amazing. The muffin part is the best part.
That's where all the sugar
goes. That's right. That's exactly right. You get the best part. You don't have to get the calories. Mm. Hey, listen, man, this is fun. Can I come back on a Friday?
You come back any Friday.
Wow, man.
This is what we do on Friday.
This is why I'm up here on Friday.
That's also the best way to eat a cupcake. You know, you eat a cupcake and all the frosting gets on you, right? So you pull it apart and you put the bottom on the top. So it's like a sandwich.
Well, if you want to talk about frostings on cake, if you just eat the frostings, you only get half the calories.
But if you don't eat the frosting, you only get half the calories. Because I don't like frosting.
But I don't like the cake.
Well, you and I.
You and I go out.
I'm not a big cake guy, to be honest with you, because it just tastes like bread. Just kind of like sweet, spongy bread.
Oh, you better stop.
Yeah. Now, if you put a big scoop of ice cream in there and I can make it mushy, I might eat it.
You just noticed that I just repeated and reiterated everything that Dave just said. He was like a sandwich. Sandwich. Cut it off. Cut it off.
Great minds think alike.
She's a hype man.
Boom.
She's like Allen Iverson's mom.
Yes.
I think you call this the Me Too movement.
Whoa.
Dave's got caught up in Me Too movement.
Easy now.
And Kristen was the Me Too.
My wife listens.
I'm not in it.
Yeah, y'all had to bring up Kristen so you could get ecumenical here.
That's right.
You should be here last Friday, Mr. Mayor.
Sometimes it gets a little wild on Fridays.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little weird.
That's fine.
You should change
the questions that we get.
We should change from Todd's Day, which is the first Tuesday of every month, to Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Let's keep Friday strange, okay?
Keep Friday strange. Real quickly, I want to introduce the next caller by saying this. At Midtown Pizza Kitchen the other day, I had two independent people ask me, where has Miss Daisy been?
Yeah. Oh,
she's
good.
On the phone.
Well, you all forgotten about me other than certain folks. How's everyone this morning?
Doing well, Miss Daisy. How are you?
If we were any better, Miss Daisy, we'd just have to come out and sing for you.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Well, I was turning the radio, the dial, to the spiritual station, and then I flipped your station. But this is what I want to say, and I don't want anyone misinterpreting me, and I'm not trying to defend anyone. But, you know, before audience is signed, I would gather those folks and find out what is actually going on in your life. Why are you in this state? And find out exactly the reason. And because some of those folks can work. You know, I say help folks, but sometimes you have to help yourself first. And sometimes when you get a pushing hand out and they say, oh, we don't need to work, we can just do what we're doing. I would not sign an audience until I have a meeting with all those folks that's hanging in, on the street and want handouts. Now, I believe in giving, but you have to help yourself sometimes. Find out the major reason why they're in that state of mind. And like I just stated, some of those young folks can work, because I'm going to give you one example. I'm going to let you go. Just like there's a neighbor right here, she had moved now. She would take her little three girls out on the street, and her husband worked. She has a job. You have to be careful what you're doing. Like I stated, you want to help person, but you have to find out the history sometimes.
Miss Daisy, you're exactly right. Let me just kind of put an exclamation on what you just said. There's a huge difference between panhandling as a business enterprise, work, and homelessness, mm-hmm. whether it be for social reasons or mental health reasons or the medical reasons. What we want to do is to make sure that people don't use our rights away to make money. That's the bottom line, because they're causing problems, they're harassing, it's a safety issue. We can do everything we can conceivably to help the homeless person. And we do work with the Coalition. We're working with Salvation Army and any of these other places. We count the homeless people in Montgomery twice a year. Twice a year. Matt has actually been part of the count. Over the last 3 years, on any one time we count, there's about 65 people that are homeless, and they choose to be on the street because we've got room in domicile beds for those people. But that's a lifestyle that they choose. They choose to do that because they don't have to account to anybody, and they can go out and just get some money and survive. A lot of times it is about addiction, but that we've got programs that are out there. Miss Daisy is on the right track. If we could know every one of those and put them to an agency that could then have a chance to help them get rehabilitated, we could solve some of these issues. But you're not going to solve the issue of people as a business enterprise panhandling unless you stop them from doing it.
Our number 272-9228, thebathinnovations.com, guest hotline. Thank you, Daisy, for the call. It's a good call. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, does a great job on anything concrete related. So you just pick what it is you need and have Tom Latham come help you out. Whether you need a new patio, walkway, some stairs built up in front of your house there.
How about a driveway?
Curbing, driveway. He can do driveway. 284-9292.
Did mine.
Great guy. Yep. 284-9292. 284-9292. You can do decorative stamped concrete, just that flat brushed concrete, polished concrete, just anything. Piers, foundations, slabs. If it's concrete, it's Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. 284-9292.
And it only costs pennies.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Yeah, well, a few. You can pay for anything in pennies. It's legal tender.
Absolutely.
PennyEarned.co on the website, or just check them out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. More Dave, Barron, Christy, and the mayor after this.
In the street, smiling from my head to her foot. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. Maybe we can see things the same. Now don't you wait, oh, hesitate.
liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
As we continue to monitor the progress of Barry in the Gulf heading towards Louisiana, some of that tropical moisture will be affecting our forecast. For today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tropical downpours at times. High temperature today, 91, only in the upper 80s over the weekend. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of the tropical weather action, plus push notifications for watches and warnings by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, guys, welcome back in. ASC Credit Union, the Casasa checking account. I don't know if you've seen it. You might have enough money, Mr. Mayor, to take advantage of something like this. Not everyone
might.
Does. Casasa checking account, up to the first $30,000 you deposit, they give you 4% back. So it's like a CD you can...
Like for 30 days or for a year or what?
Ever. As long as you have the... Until they change the plan. So you get $100 a month. If you put $30,000 in, you make $100 a month on that $30,000. But it's a checking account, so you can spend it.
You got to stay above 30, though.
You can do it on $25,000. You can do it on $10,000. You can do it on $15,000. There's some limitations to it. Yeah. You can see the store for details. Go to ASC Credit Union in person and ask about it, or yourascu.com. There's some details. But it's a really cool checking account. If you don't want the 4%, they have 3% cash back, where they actually refund you 3% cash back up to $12 a month. So they say basically if you normally have about $3,000 or less in your checking account, then get the 3% option and get the cash back. If you normally have between 3 and 30 or 3 and 100,000, you can get the 4%.
In computer technology, great.
Yeah. And everything over 30,000 still gets a 0.25%. So it's not like you're making nothing on your money. But it's a wonderful, wonderful checking account option. Casasa checking account. It's Casasas. Local.
Right ASC.
Here. ASC Credit Union. Just go in there and say, look, I got 30 grand. I want to make my free money. Give me my free money. They'll do it. Everybody, put in 100. Put in 500. I don't care what you put in.
But what would have happened if you put your $30,000 into those little cyber monies that you play with?
Right now, you'd have about 10 times as much. You remember it went when we started talking about it, it was 1500, then it went to 20,000, Then it went back down to 2,500. It's now back up to 12 or 13,000.
Yeah, you still got it?
Yeah.
You have you sold? Are you?
I've actually bought more as it's gone down and up and down and up and down.
So. I just have a hard time concepting that.
Well, I don't have a hard time spending the money.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you can concept it all.
Do
day
you
long.
Pay taxes on that money?
Some of it.
Let's
Kristen, make the call. Make the call.
Get away.
Hey, Jersey, you're on the air. Jersey. Talk to the mayor. Jersey, you're on the air.
Okay. Mayor Strange, I think you did a great job on Taylor Road. I know it's been a long time since that's been in, but that used to really aggravate me when I got on that road. And those people be all turning into the shopping center there instead of taking a right on Taylor. You know, on exit. Dunn.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm glad we did something good. most people, we try to do something that's in transportation. I mean, everybody has a different idea, but I'm glad that it worked for you.
Yeah, it did. And when are you leaving?
About 16 minutes.
November?
Yeah.
Yeah, when's your office?
Yeah,
done?
November 12th, about 10:05.
Well, it's too bad. I think you did a real nice job in there, and you get along well with people, and it's too bad you got to leave.
Well, you know, at some point in time, it's just time. Dave mentioned earlier that he gave my age, but he says I'm 58.
I didn't give your age.
Oh, you did?
He didn't.
We said you looked 58 to 61.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if I was to stand for re-election and got re-elected, I'd be fooling with this at 80, and I don't want to do that.
FYI, I'm told with good authority that if you ran, you'd coast in against all comers.
And
right
you
now.
Can still qualify. You got like four
That's
days
right.
left.
We get signatures tomorrow.
Linda might not.
I was going to say, I've been married 53 years come August.
And you want to make it to 54?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, she brings tears to my eyes when she says, you know, you've taken care of me for all these years. Do what you want to do, but I'll get even.
Thanks for your call, Jersey. 272.
I appreciate Jersey, your comments. It's been a good ride. It's been the honor of my life. Dave has been a big part of that, getting me elected three times. Hopefully, I know he hopes that whoever he's working with this time might be successful. But you're kind to call in to say that. But I will tell you, I told my cabinet this morning, we had a 7:30 meeting. We got a lot of work to do. I'm going to keep my foot on the pedal until about 10:05 on the 12th. Hopefully at 10:04 we can make another big announcement, because we're gonna go out in style, because that's the only way I know how to do it, because Montgomery is moving forward, and we've got to keep the momentum going and pave the way for whomever comes in next.
Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry, Christy joins us, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Todd Strange here. Will, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning, Will.
Hey, this issue with the panhandlers or the homeless is a perfect example of the debate between Charles Darwin and Andrew Carnegie. Social Darwinism versus the Carnegie idea. You know, social Darwinism says the strongest survive. You can't make it, hey, you just fall by the wayside. Andrew Carnegie said it's the duty of the wealthy and the have and the will to do to help the home.
What's the word you're using? Fortune. Social Darwinism, and what's the other word?
Andrew Carnegie.
Oh, Carnegie.
Andrew Carnegie. Carnegie debate, right. Mm-hmm. But you know, the funny thing is, a lot of those guys, except for those who like doing those big blankets and whatnot, running around getting in the middle of the street, a lot of those homeless guys are veterans.
Right. And that's a problem as well.
Yeah, and it's like, you know.
So what do you have a solution to panhandling? You just say any and everybody panhandle anywhere and everywhere you are. You don't care.
Well, not in some places, in some states, they have.
But I'm asking you specifically. What would you do? What would the will plan be?
Well, I'm saying in some places I would do like some they do in Washington D.C. And for example, they get a building, renovate it, and let them stay there.
Yeah, but we're not talking about homelessness. There's a distinction between homelessness and panhandling. The mayor has been talking about that for 46 minutes now. We do appreciate your call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Urbanite, you're on the air with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hi, good morning. Let's talk about the airport, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
What are we ever going to increase the retail options at the airport?
When you say retail options, you talking about shopping or beverage or restaurants?
Prostitution, I don't care.
Oh, we don't want prostitution.
Well, we just in the last maybe 30, 45 days got a new airport director. The authority has had a very impressive guy. Came here from Atlanta. Been kind of number two over there. I'm excited to have him. He's got some great ideas. He's already hit the ground running trying to get a new airline in here to be able to get to some places that we would like to go. At the there has been a new vendor selected within the last 6 or 8 months to bring in some retail at the airport. I think that they're in, but at the end of the day, the more people we have in the airport, the more demand, because at the end of the day, anybody that goes in there has got to be successful from a financial standpoint. So the more people we have in the airport, the more opportunity to spend money. And so I think I'm excited about the future opportunities. We do have challenges, as you well know. Birmingham's not too far away, and Atlanta is certainly within reach. Airfares are not the issue. Scheduling generally is not the issue. People just don't think to check to fly out of Montgomery, and there's some app to do that. But
Dave, is there some way they could, through paid communications, is there some FCC federally regulated airwaves they could advertise on? Do you know of any radio stations that
advertise?
Accept advertising?
Yeah, there's
that could remind people to fly Montgomery?
Well, that is the theme, fly Montgomery. It's paid by the Airport Authority, paid by the Chamber of Commerce.
I'm just suggesting WACV is a potential.
It's a great thing for the Chamber of Commerce to waste their money on.
Yeah. Thanks,
well,
everybody.
Hopefully we're not wasting money doing that. I will tell you that the employments are up about 15% year over year.
The what are?
Employments, people flying out of Montgomery.
I've never heard that word.
Employment?
You've
what?
Learned,
how
you've
about,
heard employments?
How about deplane?
Because somebody made it up to like keep you out of the conversation.
I've heard deplane.
Deplane and implane.
But I've never heard implanements.
Implanements.
Sounds like something you need an antibiotic for. I got implanements.
Well, some people
you're talking
do
about
have,
like implants.
Some people do have to take medicine to get on the plane because they're scared.
Implants, right.
Yeah,
implants.
Something women get with a 25. They go get implants.
Ah, come
25?
On, man. We can't go there.
You can't do the motion.
The motion. I can't help it.
Those are medical issues.
Yeah, well, I know.
Now, I'm bullish on our air traffic. We got to get to Chicago.
I was flying out of Montgomery.
Got to get to New York.
Fly out of Montgomery because I don't want to A, drive to Atlanta, and B, wait in a plane.
Well, not only that,
clear
but
security.
The security
and
is
parking's
horrendous.
Like 25 bucks
yeah,
a day.
Horrendous. And if you put the calculator to that, your time, the parking, those kinds of things.
My time is worth more than the hourly, you know, say it's 6 hours on the road and it's a $100 difference in thing. My time's worth more than 17 bucks an hour.
No
I'm
question.
Sorry.
No, absolutely. And I fly out of Montgomery because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
If I'm going to the beaches, as Dave would say, I can go cheaper out of Montgomery than if I drove to Atlanta and flew.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back. Dave, Baron, Christie, the mayor.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5. live on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just last segment here, got the mayor of the great city of Montgomery. He loves clapping for the Wolfman. See that? Loves clapping for the Wolfman.
Hey, Joey. Yeah. Y'all have this much fun on Friday?
No.
Every Friday. Oh, wait, Joey.
Not on their show.
Never mind.
When he's lucky, he gets in here on Friday.
Hey, we're on the road. We might as well just stay on over here.
I agree. I tend to agree. Dave and I have been saying forever that we need 6 or 9 or 12 hours even. Not enough time. We have some phone calls to get to. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. Christy joins us as she does on Fridays at 11 o'clock, the mayor of the great city of Montgomery. Normally here on the first Tuesday, was out of town.
Oh, we were at the beach.
And deferred to Friday. Alabama beaches, I'm assuming.
No. A little further away.
Well, you know.
I got there to this particular town, and it was the highest temperature it had ever been in the history of temperature.
Was it really? Global warming.
103.
Global warming.
Jeez. Yeah.
You showed up in a Hummer with some aerosol hairspray?
Showed up in a boat. Hey, good morning, Dan.
Hey.
We're just going to stay over. Yeah. We're having so much fun.
We're going to do another hour or two. You guys will be fine. 54 minutes after 11 o'clock. Gino. Oh, Gino just hung up. Dadgummit. Who's this?
It's Papa B.
Papa B. How are you?
Hey, guys. Mr. Mayor, it's good to hear from you this morning. And I haven't been a citizen of Montgomery for several years now, but I've watched you over the years. You've handled yourself with grace and a lot of class. You're going to be sorely missed, I can promise you. And you've had a good service for the city down there.
Well, you're kind, and I certainly appreciate those kind words. But I tell you what, it wasn't me. It was the people that we've been able to surround ourselves with. And the citizens in the private sector have bought into what the vision's been. But we still have challenges.
Yeah, hiring the right kind of people is, you know, key to success, I know. But you could write a textbook, Mayor, on the proper techniques of herding cats, and I'm sure that would be taught in schools. I just would like to ask you one thing. You know, I've heard for years, Mayor, it was brought up just in the last call about the airport and everything, but I've heard for years that there's got to be some pressure relief at some time or other for Atlanta International Service. And that the South, the Montgomery, greater Montgomery area is nearly ideal type of location for such a thing. Have you ever seen any sort of futures of something like that happening for South Central Alabama in the greater Montgomery area?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, there was, in fact, the governor appointed an international airport commission, authority, group, whatever. I actually had the privilege of serving on that. And there was a site located just north of Montgomery in Chilton County, around the Clanton area. There was a serious effort to get some of the traffic in Atlanta diverted to a new international airport. You have seen that that didn't happen. The international airport ended up
But they're going to get a rodeo
Atlanta.
Arena up there.
That's something you'll have to talk to somebody else about. But a rodeo arena, I think they're talking maybe 60 or 80 million bucks. You're talking about $1 billion for the airport. But it doesn't mean that we can't get more direct flights into and out of Montgomery. And that's what our game plan is. There is a plan with the F-35 coming in here to get a second runway, which we have, but it's only about 3,000 feet, to extend that up to 8,000 feet. And we get redundancy, plus you'll be able to handle some additional traffic. So that is part of the vision. But as we say often, we never let money get in the way of the vision, only the timing. And so from that standpoint, we're asking monies right now for about $30 million to extend another runway.
But no international airport type structure or infrastructure
The best effort ended about 15 years ago.
And you guys would have to compete with the Bartlett International Airport
there
in Pike Road.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drive by it all the time. We belong to the Pike Road Community Club over there. It's a fantastic organization, by the way. Everybody should join if you any
Have
ties
you ever seen an airplane land at Bartlett?
I have never once. I drive past it all the time. I've never seen an airport present. I've never seen one land.
Well, I know the pilot and the owner, Woody.
How's he doing?
The last time I saw him, he's fine, but I haven't seen him in a couple of 3 years.
Yeah. Daryl, you may have the last word with the mayor because we're running out of time.
Okay. South of Montgomery would be good, Pike Road area. But what I wanted to know is that, well, a couple of other quick things is that with the airport, they say you have to be 100 miles from the next airport to put a airport or send a plane.
Okay.
That may be correct. Yeah. I'm sure there's, just like traffic lights, you can't put one on every corner.
You can't? We seem to try around here.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I know we got just a second.
I was going to yield to you and give you the rest of the time. That's why I wanted to broom Daryl.
Yeah,
let me just say this.
We know we're in the political season. We know that next Tuesday there will be the end of qualification. I saw the list today. There are only 5 people that have qualified to run for mayor. I'm sure there will be others between now and next Tuesday. But let me just caution your listeners. Do not allow political candidates to run against me. I'm gone. Have them run for Montgomery. Don't take the negatives that are out there. Don't believe that this is the worst city ever. We've had too many accolades that say otherwise. But focus them and hold them accountable to let's talk about what they want to do. Different? Fine. But what they want to do to continue to move Montgomery forward, because we've come too far and we're on the cusp of an opportunity for Montgomery to claim that shining city on the hill that we're proud to call home. It's been an honor. I'll be here again, but just don't let them go negative on you.
And I want to wish a very, very, well said, by the way.
Yeah.
I want a very, very, very happy birthday to Joe Hagler, one of the luminaries of this community.
Right.
Today is his birthday. Call him, Mr. Mayor.
I'm going to call him. We'll go over.
I got to differ with you on one thing, though. I think they should feel free to run against you because then they'll just lose. Because